That's it. Judon, I lost you.
No.
Can anybody hear Judon?
I was not aware that you would allow me to say anything, so I have not added anything to those comments.
Okay. Dwayne Lark, you are next.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I suppose that when members make points that you won't let them finish, they're interrupting themselves, and they say, I've heard other chairs, like our MSRC chair, respond almost after each speaker, and they say nothing. This just shows that they have a disrespect for you, and I'm not going to let it not get called out. I don't know if it's a woman problem they got. Obviously, it's not, because the MSRC chair is a woman. I don't know if it's a race problem they have or whatever, but it's not going to go uncalled out by me. Now, secondly, I want to point out that I responded to Mr. Lyndon Foley's email earlier today with respect to mold, and I'm going to expand that because many of you don't know as it relates to the finances of KPFD. This has been a problem for the last 5 years, 4 years, that we've been short in fund drives. We've been short and barely can make it. And they want to make this seem like, under Judon's watch, you need to get this fixed, when it's been broken long before he got here. And as far as Teresa's question about this supplemental budgeting option, or give us a plan to show how you're going to address the systemic shortfalls across the foundation, I got an agreement with the former chair of the National Finance Committee this past week or 2 weeks ago. I got an agreement with the National Finance Chair that this issue is really moot. We're 40-some days into the last days of this budget. And to come up with a supplemental, or to come up with a plan to say, this is what I'm going to do in order to address the systemic shortages that all five stations are experiencing, it's really moot. Because right now, we are going to survive, and to suggest that all employees go on furlough is ridiculous. Because that means nothing is going to get done, period. And that just indicates a person who's never run a business to say something that ridiculous. But I did make a motion at the national board, Mr. Boney, and I just want to know if you're aware of it, that I made a motion at the national board 2 or 3 months ago that basically stated that KPFT, because it's one of those who have been painstakingly trying to pay its national assessment, notwithstanding the fact that it's one of the most critical financially strapped stations with the least amount of employees in the whole network by far. So it's really have been operating under austere measurement. And I ask that KPFT be given priority with finances that is over and above, and it will have nothing to do with PPP, because PPP was all spent on personnel costs as submitted by each station. But any idle loan that we get, any additional funding that came in, that KPFT's issues be addressed first with priority. And the three members outside of me voted against it. Left outright voted against it when other members across the network wanted to support it. And then it was sent, referred to by one of KPFT members to support it, the idea of sending it to finance, where it has died. So now I'm just asking the KPFT members of the Pacifica National Board, would they reconsider voting to support when we do get an idle loan? KPFT's building systemic issues be addressed when they said no 2 or 3 months ago. Hopefully some of you on this line and the local board can put some fire under there, but to make that a priority, because some folk around the network willing to do it, and they weren't. But I hope they've changed their mind, given that the, and to ask the manager to not to work for free or to ask the business manager to work for free, or to ask the only two contractors we got to work for free. That's on its face ridiculous and illegal. And that was a germane point I made, Mr. Foley, with respect to adding content to the discussion that was made, the suggestion that was made, which is what a point of information does, that you can't ask employees to work for free. It's illegal unless they're described as volunteers. Thank you for your indulgence.
Point of personal privilege.
Adriana, are
Hello?
You muted?
Point of personal privilege.
I'm trying to say something. Lyndon, what is your point of personal privilege? But then after that, I give you the floor for that.
Yes, I just like to say, you know, I was called out, and the other PNB members were called out by the member. And the actual bill or amendment that he wanted to put through was something saying KPFD did not have to pay their central services. And so he was trying to get, you know, dispensations for not paying central services, which, you know, I don't really know how much we paid since then anyway, but I just disagreed that with KPFT not paying their central services. And this EIDL loan that some people are banking on, it was talked about being $2.4 million, but how we got that number, I don't know, when the original number from the government was $2 million, but it's now probably $150,000, and that is Pacifica-wide, $150,000.
Okay, thank you very
much. That is not correct information. That is not correct information he's putting out into the diaspora. So you should allow me to correct him.
Okay, go ahead, Dwayne. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you, because he's putting out erroneous information out in the diaspora. And the fact of the matter is that no one in their right mind who know anything about this process, certainly I've tried to give the board some leadership on it, and half of them won't listen. That is true that it is $2 million loan limit. And it is true that the rules were changed in the last 2 or 3 months with the new authorization that limited not to $150,000, but $250,000. But it also is true that it is possible, because the original loan request superseded the changing of the rules, that Pacifica will be eligible and in line for up to $2 million. So let's just get the facts straight if we're going to speak the facts. We don't get to have our own facts. We get to have our own opinion, but not our own facts. So $250,000 infused into this foundation could, in fact, provide a $50,000 infusion for KPFT to address these systemic issues. And they voted against it, because the motion did say that we don't pay. The motion did say we don't pay for 12 months our national assessment, but it also said any additional money, including EIDL loan, would address some of the systemic issues physically and financially at KPFT. This is in the worst dire straits. Can't get around the facts. You have your own opinion, but you can't get around the facts.
Madam Chair.
You ought to know, Dwayne. Because those are opinions.
I ask everybody to mute. And if you want to speak, ask for the floor. This is not shouting, and whoever talk faster got the floor. Please ask for the floor if you want to say something. If not, can we go to the 2021 budget?
Madam Chair, this is Mrs. Allen. May I be recognized, point of personal privilege?
Yes. Let me ask Markeisha first, because she asked for the floor. Markeisha?
In regards to the central services, the IED has told us that payroll is priority over central services. So for the record, for anybody that wants to know that. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Markeisha. Teresa Allen, please, what is your point of personal privilege?
Yes, I like Lyndon Foley, feel that a point of personal privilege. I'm personally offended when Dwayne Lark is insisting that I'm saying that people that our paid employees should work for free. I'm thinking we're at a point since salary must be highest priority. That we might have to furlough all employees.
Lisa, I do not
appreciate someone putting words in my mouth and saying that I'm asking
that
paid employees be working for free.
May I ask everybody to mute?
Please.
A point of personal privilege cannot be something to keep talking about that. Please, point of personal privilege is what something was directly offended you on or what you cannot hear. You know, everybody knows that. Please,
Madam Chair, I'm speaking as the treasurer that was on the National Finance Committee meeting when Mr. Lark came and asked that we not have to pay our central services. That's how he expressed it. And
no, I wasn't referring to you.
Not
referring to you. I was referring to the national board, which you're not on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is not a discussion. We finish with this issue. Can we go and do what is our obligation? The only one that this committee have now, and is try to prepare on time our budget. Thank you. If anybody, I will ask people mute if you're not speaking. I can see what mics are open. Please.
Point of order.
Yes, Bob.
Will the chair please rule that the discussion with the GM has now ended and we're moving into another mode? Is that what you're asking for?
It's exactly what happened. We finished the list of people and we are going to the next point in our approved agenda that is working in the fiscal year 2021 proposed budget. I'm asking if everybody receive the documents that I sent.
Bill for the sec.
We'll ask a different way. Is anybody that didn't receive the proposed 2021 budget, whatever we need to be working on? Is anybody that didn't receive that?
I did not receive a current cash flow statement. I only got one that went through February. You mentioned an updated one, but I didn't get one.
Bill, again, I asked who I sent more than once the proposed budget.
Okay, I didn't get what.
Really appreciate if you don't think that you can talk over me. I'm talking to the whole committee. Who else I sent to the cash flow, the last one that I received? Okay? Marquisha,
it's February through 2021. The dates are wrong. It shouldn't say 2020.
Perfect. Did everybody have it?
When was all that?
I sent it more than a week ago, and I sent again everything today.
I don't have anything but a flip phone.
11:52.
Okay. Second time. I sent by email. They are large files, Bob. And the only option, I cannot send that to the cell phone. I send that by email. Everybody.
Yeah, well, I don't get email all day long.
Okay.
I thought I made that clear in some other committee meetings.
I know. Bob was sent more than a week ago.
All right. I heard that too.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Does anybody want to talk about priorities for the budget? Markeisha, do you have anything to add that will you think that is important, or we can start discussing the budget lines?
Point of information.
Lyndon Foley for a sec. Yeah, let Sandy go with the point of information. Mine's by the same.
Okay, Sandy. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes. Madam Chair, if you could ask our business manager, the spreadsheet that was sent out on cash flow analysis assumes that we're funding on Fund Drive, which we're not. I think the validity of the information is in question. You can't base anything on this as a result of not drawing funds. Is that correct, Markeisha?
Rephrase your question. I don't understand.
Sure. The spreadsheet, the cash flow analysis that you sent, I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at the revenue line. And the revenue line, I believe, is projecting what we would take in from fund drives, from Facebook fundraisers, other sources, as budgeted. Is that correct? Not actual.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, it only includes actuals up through July, well, some of the July numbers. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So as we go forward and we look at this into August, September, we're falling off the edge, as Judon described. I just want to make that very clear, that the numbers on this page are really meaningless without the funding. Thank you.
Important information.
Who's asking for a point of information?
This is Lyndon.
Lyndon, go ahead with your point of information.
Thank you. What I got from you and Markeisha is it says budget fiscal year 2020, 12 months ended September 30, 2020. And aren't we supposed to be working on the budget for 2021?
Yes, I can answer that.
I have not sent out a budget for 2021. The request that I received was to give the projection through the end of the year, which, again, didn't make sense with it only being 50 days left or so.
Okay. Thank you. I thought we were going to discuss the budget 2021.
Well, that's why, Lyndon, may I explain that? Normally what we do, the best way is if we don't have a proposed budget for 2021, what we do and what I normally we do every time, because this 2020 wasn't even discussed by the LSV, the Finance Committee last year. That is what we have. What I was asking, I think that makes sense, we can use this one and start working with that and modifying whatever we think that should be modified. That's why I send everybody actuals that we have now.
You'd be like, yeah, what you doing?
Is that
clear? Oh, like, can I hand you something?
Yes, that's clear.
May I ask people to mute?
Yes, please mute or hang
Bill
up.
The stack.
Who is that? Me?
Chair, may I ask people to mute with a loud voice?
Yes, please.
Could everybody mute if you are not speaking? Thank you.
Bill for the stack.
Thank you. Bill, you want to talk about this issue? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm also very worried that our revenue is too low. And I guess I was going to ask you, Don, if, you know, could give us an update on the motion that this committee passed 2 months ago about increasing revenue, primarily by facilitating live shows from home for programmers and facilitating communication between them so they can help each other out. I've heard it from so many people that it's like working with your hands tied behind your back, and it's not fair to our programmers to expect them to make up the difference when they can't do a regular show, and some of the ones that are getting pre-recorded aren't even getting played properly or at all, and we're, you know, people are complaining about hearing old shows in the air. So I think it's really cut down a lot on our listenership as well as our revenue. So can I was wondering if you could address that, please.
So
I'm sorry, Judon. I'm sorry. I don't want really to interrupt you, but I want to say something. We already, all these questions were made and we did it before and in the LSB last Wednesday. We are now trying to fulfill our obligation as committee to try to put together the next budget that will start October 1st. We have the obligation to do it. Thank you. Then can we start there instead of asking questions to the general manager again, the same question that we already did ask before?
May I respond, please?
I would really love if members...
We'll find now, Adriana.
This is very relevant. It's very relevant to the discussion on the budget. We need to get the revenue up. We're not doing any... We're doing things that are hurting revenue. So I'm hoping that can change. So we can get the roof fixed and the mold taken care of and all these other things.
Can we... Please concentrate in the 2021st, or the committee, you know, the committee can decide that will not answer to the National Finance Committee or anybody else and said we don't want to have a budget or propose a budget like we didn't do it last year. And we are paying the consequences too, right?
Okay,
it's up to the committee.
I'm tired,
and I'm sorry, Bill, but it's exactly the same thing. If the committee decides that we don't want to go in work in the budget, please let me know. We will vote, and that's it.
Can we
point of information, Madam Chair?
Can we work on increasing revenue for the budget the way this committee recommended 2 months ago?
You cannot jump in the floor. Bob asked for the floor for a point of information. Bob
did.
Richard did.
Richard asked for that.
I'm sorry, Richard, for a point of information?
Yes, I was interested in the question that was being asked about revenue, and I'm under the impression that when you have a budget, half of it is revenue and half of it is expenditures. Seems to me like any question about revenue would be germane.
That was your question, Richard.
My question, I think we need, we, that's just tell somebody
you
that he can't ask about
information,
revenue.
Richard.
It was a question. It was a question. Why can't we hear the question about revenue? Revenue's half of the budget.
I didn't say that we should. We shouldn't. What I ask is revenue, we all know. And the general manager already said a million times, we need to have more revenue. My point is, why don't we do
that? That's what he was asking specifically, what are the revenues? He's asking specifically, what are the revenues?
Can we let Judon answer, please?
So,
Madam Chair, can we let our general manager answer, please?
First time, Bill, I'm warning you. It's the third time that I'm generous counting. It's the third time that you jump on the floor without asking for that. Please don't do it anymore. Richard, anybody else want to hear that answer or we want to work in the 2021st?
I didn't hear Jordan's answer.
Adriana.
Susie, that's you.
I don't know, but I believe that Judon has answered that twice within this meeting and before this meeting also.
I agree with you,
right?
Susie. That yes, absolutely right.
They may not be happy with the answer, but he's answered the question.
Can we go on?
Bill for the stack again.
And then Teresa for the
anybody
stack?
Yes. Okay, I have Bill and Teresa. Anybody else that wants to talk about the budget? Anybody else who want to go on the list? Okay, Bill, go ahead.
Would you please
I just like to let Judon answer. I don't remember hearing the answer. How is the progress working on this, implementing that motion? And there were it was just suggestions to him.
Pay attention. Gosh.
Oh, my God.
Bob Gardner.
Bob?
Yeah, if we're going to have persistent...
Bob.
Huh?
What?
What?
I gave you the floor. You asked for the floor?
Yeah, I did, and then I was interrupted. I think pertaining to that, the question that Bill seems to persist in indulging and repeating in the last few meetings we've had at various times, I would like to know just exactly who the disgruntled programmers are that don't seem to have the capacity or the wherewithal to get their shows on the air in an improved manner. I don't think anyone's ever mentioned who exactly the program is on.
Did you finish, Bob? Teresa, go ahead.
Teresa, are you muted?
Yes, I guess I was muted. Yes, I'm in regard, I've talked with several people. I've talked with people in New York, and I've talked with people at KPFK. Other programmers at other stations are programming live, remote, from home. And I would like us to just name three of our programmers that are doing that at this time. I'm thinking we're not putting them in touch with someone that could help do that. And I think that would make a big difference. We're totally ruining our credibility if we don't help our programs and actually expect them to do programming live from home. For example, when our vice president was named candidate for the Democratic Party, I think that was on a Friday, we knew that, if nobody's programming live remote, we're not even going to be discussing that until Tuesday or Wednesday of the next week, because people are asked to do their programming 48 hours in advance. This totally ruins the credibility of our station when it comes to appropriate, newsworthy news and public affairs programming. So I'm thinking that would really make a difference in people willing to give money if they thought that our programming was relevant and timely. So I know that Judon held some meetings and talked about it, but nothing actually came of it where I guess either the programmers were told they were expected to do it or they were not put in touch with people that could assist them in actually making that happen. So that's that. The other thing is, never mind. I would just like to know who is in charge of making that happen, because I don't know how much longer Mr. Modad is going to be working with the station. So let's not even mention a name, but do we have a person with the technical expertise that we have on staff to make it happen? Because I'm talking about a worker bee that makes the technical things happen at our station. We have not filled the position of membership assistant, and that person in that position was doing some of those technical things. So getting to a point where we have no one to help with these technical skills to make this programming happen.
Well, that's okay. Bobby's responsibility.
Marquisha, who wants to answer that? because I have a question for the general manager and for Marquisha too.
That I'll
you
answer
want to
that.
Answer that?
This is Marquis. So Marquisha, getting the shows on, getting the shows on and making them go live, that's all Bob, all in Bobby's realm of things. He's the only one that can do that.
Thank you. Marquisha, I have a question. I put myself on the list. Marquisha, mm-hmm. if I understand what we received from you, we have actual till July of this year, right? To the end of
yes.
July, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And I see the projection from August, and according to what I have in front of me, they said that we will have a surplus at the end of August, that paying everything, even putting their depreciation, I think that we will have a surplus of $20,000, $20,459. Is that correct? I'm reading this correctly?
That if everything, if we were to make goal on this drive, if we do well through the end of this, through the end of this drive, yes.
Okay. It means that if this if we have this month in a way regular fund drive, KPFT is one of the few, maybe the only one station in this foundation that will have at the end of August a small but a surplus anyway, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else want to ask any other question about budget? Please. Budget.
Bill.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Well, I noticed that Central Services is on the budget, but, you know, in the cash flow, it seems like we're not planning to pay any for any time in the near future. And I just want to stress how dangerous this is. We have our building that is mortgaged. The note is due in April. We have no plan to pay it off, and we have no plan even hardly to pay the interest. And we're going to lose our building, and before then, we may lose some of our contractors. I don't know how Netta kept working for free for so long. Services pays for this stuff. It pays for our essential services to keep Pacifica running. We're paying for insurance and accounting and audits and even payroll processing and all kinds of things like that. And we have to find a way to make Central Services payments. Just because some of the other stations aren't doing it part of the time isn't an excuse for us to do it. Like, they're in big trouble, too. We all should be making those payments, or, you know, frankly, it's going to be the end of Pacifica, and we're going to lose our building because there's no other way they're going to end up. There's no way. We have no plan on how that loan is going to get paid off other than by mortgaging off the buildings. And I sure hope we can get current on Central Services really soon, do whatever it takes. And I still think we need to increase the revenue. That's the biggest thing we can do, and let's help the programmers help themselves and coordinate to do that, or we're going to be in big trouble.
Dwayne Lark to the
thank
stack.
You.
Bob Gardner
to the stack. Okay, I have, can you repeat the names? I have Bob Gardner, Dwayne Lark,
Teresa,
and Marquisha.
Marquisha, why don't you go first?
You say me first? Again, I'll have to reiterate that my boss, who is the IED, has said that the priority is for us to pay our local bills and payroll, that Central Service is second to comes after all of that. Next, we are the smallest station in the network, so any amount of money that we send them barely does anything for anybody, okay? So us not paying is not hurting anybody in the great grand scheme of things. That little $10,000 on a $4 million or $3 million loan interest payment, that money does not even make a dent in the pockets. So please stop saying how important it is for us to pay when other stations have went years and years without paying, and we go a few months and now it's a big deal.
Thank you Marquisha. Bob Gardner.
Yeah, I don't know how many of what?
Hello? Called out before you, but go ahead.
Go ahead, Dwayne. I know you did. She didn't hear you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Bob.
I defer to you, Dwayne.
Thank you. thank you for being so gracious. I think that anyone ought to be, Markeisha really shouldn't have to respond to Bill, because Bill throws out these red herrings all the time. And as I pointed out, that this station, KPFT, has been more consistent with its national assessment than any station in this foundation. One of them can pay it, KPFA, because it's loaded with money. But for him to continue to talk about we're going to lose our building when he was one of the forebearers, one of the forerunners of this loan, which I found to be totally unadvised and didn't vote for it. But
what?
The building was lost.
More lies disparagement.
My disparagement? Listen, anyone in their right mind that was listening to our conversations publicly about those loans knew where I stood. And the fact of the matter is that that building was lost when we signed that loan, because it was a payday loan in the first place. And we didn't have any plan, and I asked you, and you was part of the leadership, what were we going to do to pay it when we got it? And nobody addressed it, and now it's a long time running. And for you to come on this line talking about we're going to lose our building because we're not raising money here in Houston, when we had these people who are on this line, who are employees, absolutely had no say in the let of that loan and the agreement of that loan. That loan was a fixed loss to us when it was signed. So don't be trying to blow that smoke.
I agree with you.
Me.
And I oppose
the loan. The fact of the matter is that the loan was proposed. You didn't fight the loan. I was on the line, so I know where you stood. You didn't fight the loan. So the reality is, what we need to be dealing with is, where are we going to get new deeds? Because even if we keep that building, it's falling down. That ain't got nothing to do with budgeting. What has to do with budgeting is, and you wouldn't even make the commitment of the additional $100 that I asked each member to make. So if we want to tell people about raising money, we ought to set examples. And so for me, the question to the business manager is that, what do you think, Marquise, what do you think, based on your conversations with the IED, has not the IED had, put it this way, has not the IED had a conversation with you about trying to find a way to address the physical, systemic issues at the KPFT building, notwithstanding the fact that I've suggested to them, you can't continue to put good money behind a bad building, because the building is going to fall down in the first place. We need to be creating a plan, a strategic plan, with Bill, myself, and others who've been at this thing for a long time, to find us new digs, to find us a way to go somewhere and have a place where people can come and be safe, instead of expecting you guys to fix something that's been broken for 14 years now.
Bob?
Yes.
You don't want to be on the, you defer to Dwayne Ladd. Do you want to speak now, or you want me to take you off the list?
Are you giving me the floor?
Obviously.
Yes.
Well, I just think that Bill might more directly and succinctly volunteer to write a letter to John Verniel and ask him to withdraw his lawsuit against the Pacifica Foundation. I think that would be time well spent.
I stopped the new lawsuit they're working on.
Thank you, Bob. Go ahead.
Thank you for the stack.
Teresa Allen.
Are you muted?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry. I would like to respond about maybe there's someone on this call that does not understand that we cannot apply for CPB money until we get our audit caught up on. That money, the way we pay for our audits is money that's given into central services. We must pay our money into central services, and to get into a mindset that we just have to pay our payroll and ignore central services, I think it's just an irresponsible approach to it. So we ought to be, every one of us dedicated to pay all of our bills, not just our local bills, not just our payroll, all of our responsibilities. There are a lot of things that are paid from our central services, and if we run up the bill, we need to pay it. That's the way I operate. I don't know about you, but I want to pay all of my bills.
Markeisha to the stack.
Let me finish this thought. About 3 months ago, there was a comment about how someone had bequeathed a house to us. I guess, in honor of Larry Winter's show, they had bequeathed, somebody said, $150,000, I think it was. And I was told later, I was told that the reason why, and Larry asked me, said, you know, what happened to that? I was told that this money, we had this. And then Robin told me, well, it's a house and it has to go through probate. What is the status on that? Thank you.
It's going through probate. Yeah, we haven't gotten anything final on that yet. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it my turn?
Yes, that was a question from you, Markeisha. Thank you for answering.
Yes, we have not received anything on it yet.
Is anyone following up on that?
Yes, Teresa.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I still speak? Oh, okay.
What? I'm sorry, Teresa. Markeisha, you want to speak about it? Yeah, you asked for the floor. Go ahead.
Yes. In regards to the paying of the bills, nobody's trying to skate on paying any bills. I just know that the IED says that we don't pay someone else before we pay our local staff. So in essence, when you're saying we need to pay our central services, well, you want us to pay a third-party organization that we should never have hired in the first place because they don't really do anything for us, but you would rather us pay them before you pay your local staff. So I have there's something really wrong with that. I mean, I guess you probably don't really run a business, so you wouldn't know. But that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you for the insult.
I was next, Jay.
B, go ahead.
I hear you, Markeisha. I really appreciate your work and commitment to the station. I understand what you're saying about not paying the central services and about it, like, not making a dent. And I'm assuming that for us, $10,000 would be a pretty big difference versus what it would be to central services. I don't know, to all y'all trying to say that we're, like, skipping out on our bills or something, like, maybe you haven't been poor, but, like, yeah, you pay the most important stuff first. And obviously, the IED has said it. The IED has said it already, so we should go by what she said, which is to manage our local shit, excuse me, our local stuff first. But it also just makes sense. Like, yes, manage your local stuff here and now first. That's it.
Judon, do you want to ask for the floor?
Yes, thank you. One, I want to suggest that we consider convening these meetings on Zoom. We have regularly had our community advisory board meetings on Zoom, which gives you the capability of seeing the people that are talking and talking on conference call. And I think that would help facilitate our communications. It's essentially free or nominal cost, if any. We've used that with our community advisory board, and so they can help us figure that out technically. And I just think our meetings would go better. And that's basically all that I have to say.
Judon, thank you for that. And I will ask you if we can get at some point in time, you can talk to me and I will organize that. And I agree with you. We'll be much better. I'm sorry. May I ask the people that are not speaking to mute? Thank you. If you can get to me and we can organize that, I agree with you. We have the same problems every time. I agree with you.
Yes, Adriana, that's scary, and I will make that happen.
Thank you. Is anybody else that wants
to ask Marianne for the stack?
Sandy, for the stack.
Nancy, oh, sorry. Sandy and Nancy. Sandy asked.
Marianne for the stack.
Okay, I have Sandy Wyman, I have Nancy, and Marianne Martinez. Go ahead, Sandy.
Thank you. Going back to live programming and funding, Judon, I appreciate that Bobby is the only one that can make this happen. I would dispute that. I've talked to Otis Hardy McClay a couple of times. He's routinely doing live broadcasting from home with other stations, facilitating that. I tried to get him involved in the conversation a couple of months ago. Have you spoken to Otis? Are we using all of our resources, or are you just saying, Bobby, can we do it? And Bobby's saying no. Because I'll tell you, my experience is we can do this. And Bobby is quick to say no when he doesn't want to take the responsibility. All that said, Bobby's leaving. We need to get going. It's hurting us badly where fundraising is concerned. As far as the question of frustrating programmers, there are plenty of them. We work hard. We send in shows. The shows are not put on the air. The first hour is played from an old show. Lots of technical errors. It's costing us listeners. It's costing us real money here. Thank you.
Let me respond to that, please, Adrian. Bobby has helped and is continuing to help and has not submitted a letter of resignation and will be there from now forward. One of the things that does not facilitate our working well together is that various members repeat things and partial things and circulate them around, and then the collective operates on not complete information, misinformation, and confusing. The bottom line is all of the staff that we have now is committed to stay for now. None of us know about the long-term future.
Can we just go up there?
Nobody.
Please, can you mute? Can you respect the general manager and mute? Go ahead, Judon. I'm very sorry for this rude people.
Nobody has said that they're leaving now. I will contact Otis. By the way, I'll say it again if I didn't say it earlier. Otis has had a death in his family just recently that I've been notified about, so I want to respect the fact. I think it was his mother, someone close to him, but I'll ask him if he can help facilitate us accessing the technical capacity and being able to broadcast live remotely. I support that. It's a matter of providing the training from our technician to in a systematic way that a collective, whatever number, however many people, can take that training, get that training on live, and then implement it. I support it. I'm an advocate of it. I'll continue to work on it. I have been working on it. Some of these things take time. They're not like just tell somebody to do it, because we're dealing with all these other issues as well.
Thank you, Judon. Nancy, go ahead.
Yes, Chair, we're at 5:32. We're 2 minutes over time.
Okay.
Do you want me to say anything, or are we finished? Okay.
You finish your thought.
Yeah, okay. When Lyndon was talking earlier, and then after him, I think it was I forgot somebody. Anyway, I missed it because I got dropped off. So I'm looking forward to Zoom and see if we don't get dropped off. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Marianne, you are the last caller, and we are already...
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, I have a car.
Move to extend
I have an
time.
Automobile.
No.
What?
Teresa, let Marianne Martinez ask you a question. Please.
Okay, I'm just saying that if you have an old house or an old vehicle or whatever it is that needs maintenance, and they're all going to need maintenance, the best thing to do is just to fix it, because it just costs. I don't think that that repair that we have, that leak, would cost more than $5,000. And I think that the best thing to do is just to fix it and stay where we are. Moving to another place would end up costing us more money, because we'd have to pay rent. And at least we don't have that expense right now. So in my opinion, we need to get that leak fixed as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. We already passed the adjournment time. I'm sorry, but I will ask if the members, if you don't mind, can send me your, I will do this online, that live, then nobody can accuse me of not doing my job. I will ask the members to send me an email, please, telling me when they want the last meeting. And I will hope that you understand that the last meeting is not a shooting gallery. We'll be just talking about our obligation to propose and approve a budget. Thank you. This meeting is being adjourned.
Bill, may I ask you a question?
Thank you.
May I ask a question?
By mail. By email, Bill. This meeting is being adjourned.
I want to find out when Marquisha can meet. Is it too complicated
to
ask that?
I'm sorry, sir, but you don't have the right and you don't have the floor. Send me the information in writing.
You don't have the right
to
tell me that, by the way.
Meeting's adjourned. There is no floor.
Meeting is adjourned.
You know, I'd like to ask the business manager when she's available.
Thank you very much.
But I see you're not going to let us do that.
Goodbye. No. Thank you very much.